Hello, everyone. Today's passage comes from Isaiah 58. Again, that is Isaiah 58, and I'll read that for us. Cry aloud, do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the judgment of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and you see it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and you take no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure, and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and to fight, and to hit with a wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice to be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a person to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a reed, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, and a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. If you turn back your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, and the holy day of the Lord honorable, if you honor it, not going your own ways, or seeking your own pleasure, or talking idly, then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Amen. In this passage, God, through the prophet Isaiah, makes a very clear distinction between serving him with and without the right heart. In the first five verses, God calls out his people because they are, quote unquote, honoring God while they are seeking their own goals and glory and even doing wicked things. Verses 3 and 4 says, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. You fast only to quarrel and to fight and to hit with a wicked fist. The people of God are doing things like fasting, seeking for God, only to use it for their own purposes, to oppress others, to be selfish. This is clearly displeasing to God, and obviously not the way to honor him. And God makes it extra clear that this ought not to be. In the very first verse, he tells Isaiah to cry aloud, do not hold back, lift up your voice like a trumpet, declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sins. And this pointing out of sin by God is actually his loving hand extended out to them. It would have been unloving to leave the people in this state of selfishness and wickedness. Then God begins to describe for them what truly living for the Lord with the right heart looks like. And I think it's interesting that the things he describes are things that seek the welfare of others. To loose the bonds of wickedness, to let the oppressed go free, to share bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your house. Empty superficial acts of religious piety mean nothing to our God. If there is no heart of love and compassion that truly seeks to glorify Him and care for our neighbor. There was a time last year when I served at church. I did all of the quote-unquote correct things. I went to every event and gathering. I did all the duties I was tasked with. I tried my very best to uphold doing these things consistently. But all the while, my heart was self-seeking and wicked. I would calculate how much I've done. I would calculate how much others have done and then tell myself that I was better than those who did less than me. I would try to look holy and impressive to others. And living like this made me miserable. And soon enough, God rebuked me. He very clearly and strongly exposed me of my transgression against Him. How backwards and twisted my serving was, a shell with no substance. In fact, this was not really serving Him at all. And it was only when God graciously moved my heart to repentance that I began to experience true fellowship with God and compassion for those around me. My entire paradigm of serving our Lord shifted. Now, there was a real purpose behind my serving God, actual substance. Instead of calculating my good deeds, I began to love God and the people around me. I began to serve without counting what I've done. I served simply to express my love for my Savior and His people. I was no longer miserable, but filled with life and joy. Verse 11 says, "The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail." I want to close out this devotional today with this encouragement. There is so much joy in life waiting when we are ready to let go of our selfish desires and goals and seek to love God and the people around us. Verse 14 says that it is then that we shall take delight in the Lord, and He will make us ride on the heights of the earth. Let's go to our God today, willing to lay down ourselves so that we might love Him and His people. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for exposing our transgressions. Lord, You love us so much that You desire to bring us out of our own selfishness and wickedness so that we might have life with You. May we be a people who truly lives and serves You with genuine hearts, overflowing with love, compassion, gratitude. We want to live lives full of joy and purpose, full of loving others and glorifying You. We dedicate our lives to You today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.